take us back to talk to Pastor this afternoon. He wanted me to greet you folks on their behalf and tell you that they miss y'all. They're praying for our services. They were glad for the good reports they heard this morning and the service that we had and the time around these altars. And they just want you to know that they're praying for us. And they're thanking you for our, thanking us for our prayers. And I told them I'd relay that to you. And expecting great things here in the remainder of this service tonight. I don't want to keep us too long. And I don't know the exact date. I know we're nearing, I guess, Independence Day is this week. Tuesday is the 2nd. So Wednesday, Thursday is going to be the 4th of July and Independence Day. And if I was going to preach a topical message, it probably should have been this morning. But I could not get away from what God had impressed on my heart this morning. I do feel led today to deal with something along the lines of independence and kind of where our nation is at, where we've been. And I want to read one verse here in this 5th chapter of the book of Galatians, and then I'm not sure how the rest of this is going to go. You just have to pray for me. Pray for my voice. Youth camp kind of set me back just a little bit, and then this morning just kind of did it in. So you just bear with us tonight. I apologize in advance if I squeak a little, and you'll just have to forgive me. Hallelujah. I'll try not to squeak. Brother Todd, I'd rather growl than squeak any day. Amen. But I'm not making you no promises. Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 1. If you have it there, shout amen. The Bible said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to pray here tonight. I'm going to give you my title when I'm through praying, but let's ask God to have his way around here. Father, we love you. Grateful for your mercy. Thank you for your word, God. Let it become alive in our hearts tonight. God, I need your anointing tonight. Lord, I need your mercy behind this sacred desk. I need you to use me, Lord. I can't preach without that unction, Lord. Move around these altars. Anoint every ear. Do miracles around this place. Encourage our hearts, Lord, to seek your face tonight. Strengthen each and every one. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And the church said, amen. Remain standing. It's my title. Gotcha. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Remain standing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. How many is glad to be free tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad to know that we have victory tonight in Jesus. Thank you, Brother Tony. Amen. Brother Tony's tapped in. Have you noticed that? Hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate everybody that's obeyed the Lord tonight. Amen. But I'm glad tonight that I have a liberty. Amen. That I have received victory. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. He, Brother Hugh, has set me free. Amen. And in Christ tonight, I have liberty. Amen. Liberty from what? Amen. Liberty from the tyranny of sin. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Liberty from the yoke of bondage. Amen. Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore committeth sin is a servant to sin." And I'm glad that one day I put my faith and trust in the cross of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, his work, and I found liberty. Amen. I found freedom. Amen. God lifted me up out of a horrible pit. Amen. And he set my feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. Amen. I was in the miry clay. Amen. But he picked me up. Amen. And he set me. Amen. He stood me up, and he set my feet upon a rock. And if he's done that for you, wave at me here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that he's picked you up. Amen. That he put us on our feet and established our goal. I want to encourage you here tonight. Amen. Now remain standing. Hallelujah. I said, remain standing. Amen. Don't go back to the pit from whence, amen, he plucked you out. Hallelujah. Oh. Amen. I'm glad for freedom. I'm glad for liberty. Amen. I believe God has written it upon, amen, the very essence of who we are as human beings. God, amen, has written freedom and liberty. Amen. Every human being longs for liberty. Amen. We tend to buck up against tyranny. Amen. Don't we? Especially here in the good old U.S. of A. Hallelujah. Amen. 1776. Amen. July the 4th. Amen. The boys got together. Amen. Let's sign a declaration of independence. Let's put forth a document and declare ourselves free. Amen. From the tyranny of Britain. Amen. Free. Amen. From taxation without representation. Amen. Free from the laws. Amen. And the tyranny. Amen. Of big. Come on now. Amen. Aren't you thankful to live in America tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen to me. Amen. That was a good start. Amen. Those of you, amen, that has received freedom and amen, and declared yourself independent from that old body of death and from the old tyranny of sin, amen, that's a good start. Hallelujah. And I believe it starts with a commitment. Amen. That declaration was a commitment. Hallelujah. Amen. It was a commitment. And that's a good place to begin. How many's made a commitment to follow Jesus? I'm talking about a public declaration. Amen. You stood up and you walked down the aisle. Hallelujah. And you gave your heart to the Lord. Amen. Maybe it wasn't in a church house. Maybe, amen, it was somewhere. Amen. Come on now. All alone like I was. Amen. Out in the middle of the night and I got saved. Amen. But listen to me later on. Amen. I followed the Lord in obedience to, amen, water baptism. Amen. You know what that is? Amen. That is a public declaration. Amen. That you have committed your life, amen, to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. You said, I'm going to serve Him. I'm not going to serve sin any longer. I'm not going to go the way of the world. I'm pledging my allegiance to the Lordship and the Kingship of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And that's a good place to start. Amen. But if you never get past commitment, your independence is going to get, amen, it's going to be short-lived. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Burgess? You mean there's more, amen, than going down to an altar and crying a few tears? Amen. You mean there's more, amen, than water baptism? Amen. Oh, yeah, there's a lot more. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just begun. Amen. We move on to a little thing called dedication. Amen. Commitment's good. That's like that. Amen. That declaration of independence. Amen. But listen to me. Commitment without dedication is like the declaration of independence without the Revolutionary War. Think about that one for a little while. I don't want to bore you with too much history right here. Hello. I said commitment without dedication is like the Declaration of Independence without the subsequent Revolutionary War. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. If you're going to stay saved, amen, if you're going to stay free, I'm talking, if you're going to remain standing, amen, you're going to have to put up a fight. Amen. You got to realize that when you made that commitment and signed the dotted line and pledged your allegiance to Christ, amen, you signed up in a warfare, sir. Amen. You signed up in a warfare, ma'am. Amen. It ain't a playground. Amen. It's not a cakewalk. This is no fundraiser. Amen. I know that the church of this generation has reduced it down to something like that. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, true Christianity, amen, is a battle. Amen. Oh, the Christian, amen, won't sheath his sword, amen, in rest until we cross over on the other side. Amen. It's a battle. Amen. Come on now. I got to be careful right here. Amen. Because I understand we don't fight, amen, for our, amen, our freedom per se. Amen. Brother B.H. Clendenin said, Christ is the only one that can give us victory. Amen. Jesus is the only one that can set us free. Amen. Faith in Him is the only thing that can save us. Amen. But I like, he went on to say, it's our job to enforce that victory. Ooh, hallelujah. I love that. Amen. Because it doesn't take away our responsibility. Amen. Yes, it's a free gift. Amen. Christ moves and He gives us, amen, that liberty. Amen. He gives us the resources available. Amen. And then He said things like strive. Hallelujah. Amen. Then He said things like, amen, be, amen, strong and courageous and of a good courage. Amen. He said things like, amen, come on now. Amen. What did Paul tell young Timothy? Amen. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Anybody tells you that this old Christian walk is anything less than a warfare, they're selling you a bill of goods, sir. Oh, come on now. Amen. You believe that? I can sell you, amen, some oceanfront property. Amen. Right here in Oklahoma. Hello. Amen. It's a battle. It's a fight. It's a struggle. Amen. Because the enemy of your soul wants you back. Hallelujah. I said, he wants you back. Amen. Not only the devil, amen, but the world and the flesh is bent toward the bondage that Jesus Christ brought us out of. And what I come to preach to you here tonight, amen, is to encourage you to remain standing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Maintain the liberty that Christ has given you in Him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. I don't want to take our text out of context. Amen. I realize he's dealing with, amen, religious hypocrisy and legalism. If you, amen, study the book of Galatians and realize who he's writing to, amen, there is a group of people that had found a liberty in Christ outside the law, amen, outside of self-righteousness, amen, and they had found liberty and grace, amen, through faith in Jesus Christ, amen, and there was a group coming telling them, no, you got to keep the law, amen, you got to follow circumcision and all these other, amen, rites and rituals of Jewish customs. Amen. Now listen to me. Amen. Come on now. I'm trying not to get bogged down right here with this. Amen. But the Bible said that whatsoever is not faith is sin. Amen. I realize he's saying don't go back to that religious tyranny. Amen. Don't go back to the bondage of the law. Amen. And thinking you can earn your way to God. That's a bunch of bondage. That's a yoke and a chain that not even the best of us, amen, can pack that burden. Amen. Maintain that liberty. Don't tell them. Amen. Don't let them tell you got to go back and do anything else except trust Jesus. Amen. Oh, but listen to me, friend. Amen. If that's all you're going to do, amen, is say that you got faith, amen, but you ain't producing some works, amen, you really don't have faith at all. Faith without works is dead. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Paul was telling them, amen, and letting them know, amen, don't go back into bondage. Amen. Whether religious bondage, amen, or bondage to sin, if it's not faith, the Bible said it's sin. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Don't go back to the tyranny that is sin. Oh, amen. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take not just a commitment. Oh, there's so many that'll tell you, come take my hand. Come down here, pray a little prayer. Hey, man, and follow me, repeat after me. Hey, man, and then everything's going to be, no. Hey, man, and everything's not going to be okay. Hey, man, next morning when you get up, hey, man, guess who's going to be at your doorstep? Hey, man, that old tyrant, sin. Hey, man, hey, man, God told Cain, sin lieth at the door. Hey, man, ready to take over. Hey, man, ready to pursue its prey. Amen. And we've got to be watchful. Amen. We've got to be vigilant. Amen. Your adversary, the devil, amen, is walking about seeking whom he made about. He wants to bring you back into bondage. Amen. God brought you out of addiction. Great. Amen. The enemy wants to take you back into addiction. Amen. God delivered you, amen, from an ungodly relationship. Amen. The devil wants to take you right back into an ungodly relationship. Amen. God delivered you from debt. Amen. The enemy wants to take you right back. Amen, where you're so far over your head, amen, that you can't find any liberty, amen, to build the kingdom of God, amen. But I come to tell you here today, if you find yourself tonight sitting in a place of liberty, amen, oh, stay there, amen, don't go back to bondage. If you find yourself standing in a place of liberty, amen, remain standing. Well, I feel like I'm trying to preach too hard tonight, amen, but he says strive. Oh, come on. There's a song floating around those loosey-goose radio stations, you know, Christian stations. I don't know if you heard it, but I heard it around. Said something to the effect of, the whole point of the song was, don't try so hard. Mm-hmm. What I say this, how was I put it this morning? Chapman Hyde. Don't try so hard? Really? Now listen, I understand. Maybe they're talking about, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. There's so much bad theology there, I don't even think I can go there. But listen to me. He said, strive that you may enter in. He said, endure hardness. Amen. He said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, count the cost. Amen. If it's going to be a cakewalk, why? Amen. If it's going to be easy, then why would we, amen, be worried about, amen, whether or not we had what it took, amen, to finish the job? Amen. I'm here to tell you that serving God, amen, is going to cost you something. Amen. It's going to take a commitment. Amen. Not just commitment. It's going to take dedication. Amen. If you're going to serve the Lord, if you're going to stay in the will of God, if you're going to build the kingdom of God, you're going to have to learn how to fight. He gives us victory. That's free. We got to enforce that victory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Raise your hand in heaven. Ask God to help us get to where we need to be here tonight. Hallelujah. One thing I want you to understand here tonight, that, amen, you're not going to maintain your liberty. You're not going to maintain, amen, your stance, amen, on accident. Hallelujah. If you survive, listen to me, young people, it's going to be on purpose. Amen. You can't just be coasting through this, amen, and think you're going to wind up in glory someday. It's not going to work that way. It's going to have to be intentional. Amen. It's going to have to be calculated. Amen. It's going to have to be purposeful. Amen. We're going to have to live lives, amen, that have one goal in mind. Amen. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Amen. He had his heart set, amen, brother, on one thing and one thing alone. Amen. How many times do we get so distracted? Amen. So, amen, stretched out and scattered out. Amen, we can't hardly know which way we're going. Oh, come on now, but we're going to have to get some things, amen, settled in our heart and realize that we're going to have to give it all we got to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Daniel, amen, was stripped of his homeland and everything that was familiar to him. Amen, but he purposed in his heart, he was going to maintain his liberty even in bondage. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Amen. Do what you will. Amen. To my civil liberties, I'm going to enjoy them as long as I can. Don't get me wrong. Oh, but our liberty transcends, amen, what our government can offer us. I said, as Christians, as saints of God, amen, those of us with dual citizenship, amen, we serve a king, amen, that has given us liberty and victory. Oh, hell, amen, during the, amen, the Roman persecution of the church, amen, some of you young ladies may remember it from my class, but if I can't remember it and I taught you, I doubt you can. I don't remember, amen, exactly which one it was. Was it, amen, Ignatius or one of these early church fathers, amen, standing there at the face of death in the Roman Colosseum. Amen. They were burning them at the stake. They were sending wild beasts to consume them. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, civil bondage and tyranny, amen, and persecution. Amen. One of them stood up with courage and said, you can kill us, but you can do us no real harm. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about liberty. And I'm talking about a man that had been put upon a solid rock and remained standing. Amen. He stood, amen, in the face of adversity and persecution, outward bondage, but inward he was a free man. Hallelujah. He said, I'm already dead to this world. I'm dead to your torture. I'm dead to, oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil can't do nothing with a dead man. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to be free tonight. You can kill us, but you can do us no real harm. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Oh, I know that's easy for me to say right now. Hallelujah. But listen to me. Oh, come on now. I'm glad that we've got something that runs deeper. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his liberty here tonight. Daniel, in the face of that wicked culture, purposed in his heart, he would not defy. Amen. He purposed. He wasn't going into that entanglement and the bondage of idolatry of that wicked land. And then listen to me. If you're going to make it in this wicked culture, you're going to have some purpose. You're going to have a plan. Amen. Somebody say a plan. Oh, amen. It wasn't on accident. Amen. You go read the story. I'm not going to take time to do it. Amen. But when they got over there and they purposed in their heart, was that, amen, the prince of the eunuchs come, lined them out, said, this is the way it's going to be. Amen. Daniel and his buddies got together, said, we're going to come up with a plan. Amen. We got a purpose to fulfill. Amen. We're not going to live holy lives on accident. We're going to have to come up with a plan. You know what he said? Amen. Give us a while. Give us a few days. Amen. You let them eat what they want. Amen. You give us pulse. Amen. You let us stick to what God, amen, said in his word. Amen. And we'll see. Amen. At the end of the time period that you said. Amen. Then we'll see. Amen. Who's fed the best? Amen. You know what he did? He had a plan. Amen. He didn't just have a commitment. He had dedication. Hallelujah. Amen. A plan is the difference. Amen. Between commitment and dedication. Our government documents didn't stop at the Declaration of Independence, did they? Amen. They weren't expecting the King of England to send them back a letter of sovereignty and say, all right, that's the way you want it. Go ahead. I'm sure maybe in the back of their mind is hoping for something like that. You know, surely they were. Maybe he won't mess with us. Oh, no. But they went on, didn't they? And they wrote the Constitution of the United States. Oh. I'm talking about, amen, not just a commitment, amen, but some men got together and said, amen, here's how we're going to govern ourselves. Amen, here's the laws that need to be in place. Amen, here's the structure that needs to be. Amen, if you're going to live a holy life, you're going to have some structure. Amen, listen to me, young people. You're going to have some accountability. Amen, oh, amen, go study history. Go study, amen, because there's so much, amen, structure and accountability set up. Amen, you know why? They wanted to maintain their liberty. They wanted to remain standing. Hey, if you want to remain standing in your marriage, amen, if you want your marriage to stand the test of time, you've got to have a plan. Amen, you've got to have some purpose. It ain't just going to happen on accident. Well, now I'm preaching right here where we're living, ain't I? How did we ever get over here? Young people, amen, young married couples, it's not, amen, it ain't just going to be so all the time. We're going to have a plan. We have to work at it. I mean, we're going to have to fight for it. Amen. You want to stand the test of time? Amen. Young person, teenager, amen. You want to stay pure in this ungodly culture? You're going to have to plan for purity. Amen. You're going to have a system of accountability. You're going to have some dedication. It's going to take more than a trip to the altar at youth camp and say, oh Lord, I'm going to serve you. Amen. That's good. I'm not minimizing what God can do around the altar. Amen. But oh, listen to me, friend. Amen. You're going to have to get some things settled down in your heart. You're going to have to get some dedication and some follow through if you're going to make it in this world. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a plan. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, that he that runneth, that he may run that readeth it. Write the vision, make it plain. He said, take some notes, prophet of God. Write some things down. I'm going to give you a word, but I don't want you to forget it. I want you to write it down. Amen. Do you got a plan? Do you got a plan to remain standing? Amen. Are you planning on making it? Let me run that by you one more time. Are you planning on making it? Well, I reckon. Do you reckon? Are you counting the cost? Amen. Are you laying it out? Amen. Do you have a plan? Oh, God, help us, Lord, to be doers, not just hearers. Sarah, get ready to come to the piano. I'm almost through preaching. I probably preached too long. I feel the Lord tonight. I feel like God's speaking to some hearts. Have you ever wondered what happened to the signers of the Declaration of Independence? I'm not just talking about commitment. I'm talking about dedication. You hear? Listen to this. This gripped my heart when I read this. Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships sustained in the Revolutionary War. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers and large plantation owners. These were men of means, well educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were ever captured. They had security, but they valued liberty more. Standing tall, straight, and unwavering, they pledged for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on protection of divine providence. We mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. Amen. They knew there would be a price if they were to maintain that liberty. Amen. There was a war that followed and ensued. Amen. I'm glad, amen, as an American tonight, to know, amen, that some men were willing to pay the price. Amen. To make the plans. Amen. To rally the troops. Amen. And do whatever it took to bring freedom for our nation. And now we're in danger of going right back to the tyranny. Undermining those documents in the Constitution of the United States of America. Taking away the accountability. I'm not here to get political with you. Amen. And it's not just one party that's doing it. Are you hearing me? It's not just one party. Amen. That's undermining, amen, our nation's constitution, and we're in danger, amen, of losing our liberties. And amen. And I, come on now, I appreciate those that have fought and, amen, and paid the price for the liberties that we have. Amen. And but listen to me, I'm not against all of it, I don't guess. Amen. But I know one thing for sure, that the answer for America is not a bigger military, and it's not another war. Amen. I'm not against building up our military. I'm not against preventative maintenance. Amen. Come on now. I'm not against all of that. Amen. But the Bible said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. Hey, if we're going to maintain our liberty as a nation, if we're going to maintain our liberty as a church, amen, you and I got to get back to the weapons of our warfare. Amen. Get back in the battle. Amen. Get back on our knees. Amen. Get back in the prayer closet. Amen. Get back in the fasting chambers. Amen. And let the Lord work in our ungodly, wicked culture again. Islam is on the rise. Amen. There's only one answer for that. Somebody said, nuke them all. No. Just read your history. Go see what happened when they tried to run them out of the holy city in Jerusalem in the Crusades. And the Catholic Church took up arms. Amen. Said, well, we'll fix this deal. And they tried to fight a spiritual battle with carnal weapons. And the blood ran in the streets for years. We don't need another war of bombs and guns. We need a church that'll say we're going to remain standing. Come what may, we're going to fight for our families. And then come what may, we're going to fight for our freedoms. And then come what may, we're going to maintain our liberty before the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Sarah, come to the piano. I'm through preaching. Remain standing. Are you free tonight? Praise God for it. If you're going to stay free, you're going to have a plan. It's going to have to be on purpose. You may have to sit down and write some things out. I've had to. That doesn't seem very spiritual, does it? Sounds pretty carnal. But there's been some times where I've been intentional about my prayer life. When I started slacking and walked to my office, sit down at my desk, grabbed a pen and a pencil, and said at 7 a.m., here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read these chapters. I'm going to pray this lot of time. Here's my plan. Are you hearing me? It was on purpose. You're not gonna have prayer life on accident. You may for a day or two. Let me put it this way. You're not going to maintain a prayer life on accident. You're not going to maintain holiness on accident. It's going to be on purpose. You're going to have a plan. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad tonight that God has given us the resources to make it. He's put it within our power to make it. If we'll just do what he said, do. If we'll make a plan, fight the good fight of faith, finish the course, we can make it. Stand with me all over the house tonight. One more time, let's pray. Father, we love you. We're grateful. Grateful for your presence that we feel in our midst tonight. Every prayer that's been prayed, every song that's been sung, we're grateful for what has brought us to this point. Lord, now you see the hearts and lives of each and every individual. Some are standing in liberty tonight. Others are standing in bondage. Lord, some don't know the liberty that so many of us have come to take it for granted. Here tonight, I pray that you would usher them into that place of liberty, that you would set somebody's feet upon a rock and teach them how to remain standing. Pull somebody tonight out of the pit of addictions and realize that only in you is their true freedom and liberty. And then teach them, Lord, how to be intentional and live on purpose to maintain the liberty that you give us. Some, Lord, are looking for a supernatural experience around the altar, and I'm thankful. And I pray you'd give them that tonight, but also help them to know there's some steps they're going to have to take. Some plans they're going to have to make to maintain the liberty that you give around these altars. If there be one bound in this place tonight, I rebuke those chains. You said you give us the keys and said loose it, it would be loosed. Bind it, it would be bound. Father, I bind the works of the enemy. Loose every soul under the sound of my voice tonight. Give us liberty around these altars in Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Amen. The Bible said that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. If you walked into this service tonight bound, amen, bound by habits, bound by bitterness, bound by addiction, bound by fear, bound by oppression or depression, amen, didn't matter what your bondage is, amen, there's liberty in the presence of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. And you can maintain that liberty if you make up your mind. Amen. If that's you tonight, I want you to slip your hand up and write back down. We want to pray specifically that God will give you liberty. Amen. There's a hand and another. How about, amen, some more here tonight. Brother Burgess, I need liberty. I need deliverance. I've got some bondage in my life. There's another hand. How about another? Amen. Nobody's looking around. Amen. You just need this preacher and some of these men of God to gather around you tonight and help you pray until there's liberty in your soul. Amen. One more. Is there another hand tonight? Amen. God's dealing with you right now. Hallelujah. All right. There's some of you tonight, but as you stand, you're free. As you stand in liberty, in faith in Jesus Christ. But you know the enemy's on your trail. You feel him closing in. Amen. You know that an ambush is on the way. Amen. You know that you're in danger of losing that liberty. Oh, I feel a burden in my heart to preach to you tonight. You can remain standing. Amen. You can maintain your liberty if you look to God for help tonight. You say, Brother Burgess, I need the Lord to send reinforcements tonight. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Amen. Nobody looking around. You say, Brother Burgess, I need the Lord to help me maintain my liberty. I need reinforcement. Slip your hand up and right back down. Hands. Amen. Hands going up all over the house. There'll be another. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Amen. You can maintain the liberty that Jesus gave you at the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that raised your hand, oh, there's another. Hallelujah. Sister, you can remain standing. You don't have to go back to the bondage that he brought you out of. Amen. You don't have to go back to the pit of despair that he pulled you out of. He come to set you on a rock and establish your goings. Hallelujah. Amen. You can maintain that liberty here tonight. If you raise your hand, I want you to be the first in these altars. Amen. Let's flood the altars here tonight. Amen. And look to the Lord and let him fight for us. Amen. Reinforcements are on the way. If God be for us, who can be against us? Everyone that will, let's gather in. Amen. Come on, come on. Amen. If you raise your hand, step out. Amen. Get in these altars. Everybody else, follow behind. Amen. Let's have a good season of prayer.
Forget the cross and the blood.
There's a liberty.
The price that was paid so that we might live. May we never forget the cost of his love. He'll never forsake us. He'll always forgive. May we never forget. And may we never forget the cross and the blood, the price that was paid so that we might live. May we never forget the cost of his love. He'll never forsake us, he'll always forgive. May we never forget, may we never forget the cross and the blood, the price that was paid so that we might live. May we never forget the cost of his love. He'll never forsake us, he'll always forgive. Take for granted this truth.